This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on Halloween. October the 31st is upon us. We'll spend some more time on Halloween in the next half hour. Right now there are a lot of other fish to fry, if you will. DJB time and temperature, traffic reporting. I always want to do that from the days of local. It's time for us to check the traffic. The roadways are busy around the country. I guess that would be accurate, right? I could get away with that. The roadways are busy. Jennifer Horn is here. The roadways around the fire in California. That ought to be a discussion topic. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. So the whole situation with the California fires, very dramatic as it has been. And I mean, these things are not going away. Although we came up with something. I really do. I hope you'll talk about this on your local program in California.
The goats.
The goats. The goats can save the day. Sheep, goats, anything like that, but more goats, because goats eat anything. Move the fence like the farmers do, and they can take care of an acre or two or three a day, depending how many you get. I think it's a great business to get into. I'm thinking, okay, I'll go to some buddy in California that you could get their ear for a while. Here's the solution to the problem, pal. See what they say. All right. Yeah. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, literally, the horse story about getting... saving other horses, that's part of all of this. There's always great stories of heroism, part of people and animals when these things happen. It's sad that they happen under these circumstances, but there, you know, there's a call to action that comes, I think, Jennifer, right? I mean, you've actually legitimately been afraid because of the circumstances, not necessarily this year, but it's come pretty doggone close to you.
Oh, it's been very close. In the last couple of years, I was evacuated a couple times. The fire came down into my dad's backyard when he was out of town.
Just tell me. All right. So let's say in the next hour when you go on the air in Los Angeles, you go and you start talking, because this has to be the lead story, no matter what, politics aside.
We did yesterday.
Yeah,
sure.
Checking and talking about this. So how does it go? You and your partner, Brian Whitman, do you go to certain locations, have reporters, do observation?
We do a lot of it ourselves, actually. We'll have guests. Like, I'll have someone from the Reagan Library on this morning to talk about their effort yesterday. But typically, like, yesterday's program was literally wall-to-wall fire coverage, because there are school closures, there are road closures, there are freeway closures, there are evacuations. And what's really scary, and there's lots of things going on in California all at once. You've got the fact that the government will not allow certain brush clearance, which is making the fire seasons worse and worse and worse from when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You also have PG&E in Northern California and Southern California, or Southern California Edison in Southern California, turning off people's power to try to avoid fire situations. And so in many cases, these fires break out when it's still dark out. The Easy Fire, which is what we're talking about in Simi Valley near the Reagan Library, broke out at 6 a.m. yesterday. And it broke out of nowhere, and it immediately gobbled up a couple of hundred acres and put many houses at risk. And so for people, imagine being in bed and all of a sudden hearing police officers running up and down your streets on the loudspeaker, get out, get out, get out. What do you take? Are you ready? And do you even have the power to see it? And many people were evacuating in the dark. Some people didn't get notices of evacuation because their power was out. And so this is creating a really dangerous situation. So for us, we did all 3 hours of coverage, because people sometimes have radio as their only outlet. Sometimes they have transistor radios operated by battery.
Still,
and so
the radio.
In some cases, we feel like we have to let people know what's going on. And there's so many commuters in Southern California that you want to warn people with enough notice that certain roadways and things are closed. So that's what we do most of the news. You know, as these fires die down, then we start talking about the real problems behind the over-legislation, the over-protection of some of these areas. We talk about the power companies, what they're going to do. I mean, so there's
Does
other
Brian
areas
agree
to go.
With you on stuff like that? Because he doesn't agree with you.
Mostly.
Yeah.
No, mostly, I mean, I think Brian is very common sense when it comes to stuff like this. And so I think, you know, he supports brush clearance. He supports those kind of things. He lives a life of luxury. Really, when you consider California's like living in the dark ages, when it gets hot, the power goes out. When there are fires and when it gets windy, the power goes out. He evacuated his apartment when it got too hot and his power went out because of blackouts. So he appreciates finer things like electricity.
Yeah.
They set up evacuation shelters. Those who can afford it and who have the means and can find hotels will do that. Some people will go stay with family.
Get on a plane.
It depends.
Go to someplace else. Go to Phoenix. You're not going to go up to San Francisco, but you go up to Seattle maybe for a day or two just to go.
Yeah.
Go.
I think I told you guys about one of my friends and colleagues at CRN. His sister lost her house a couple of years ago, and then the Northern California fire threatened it again. They believe that the house could have been lost. They really don't know. And so she had no place to go, so she ended up coming to Southern California to stay with their parents. So people are making long treks to find places to go.
Yep. All right. So the beautiful job that Jennifer does painting a picture of what's going on. There's a reporter, Pete, we were talking about KNX, the news station, yesterday, and how they cover stuff like this or what the news station is doing versus the talk stations. Pete Demetro works for KNX, and here he is doing a live report as the winds shift.
Well, things went to hell in the last 90 seconds. The fire was on top of the ridge, and then it swept down. The wind's pushing it right now. It's burning right up to the edge of the 23 freeway. The fire is about 45 yards ahead of me right now. Temperatures here went from 70 degrees to about 100 in the last 30 seconds. We've got trees and things that are going to go up in flames here. Firefighters on the line, literally putting water in from hoses. The temperature just went up to about 150 degrees. My eyebrows are beginning to singe a bit. We got flames about 70 feet over my head, literally going across. This is not a place to be, but we are here.
I would not
get out, Pete.
I know. It's not worth it. It's whenever
my eyebrows are singeing.
Whenever I see these videos, like hurricanes and stuff are not as scary to me on the East Coast. I'm not really scared of water. So even though I think, you know, reporters are stupid for being out there in the middle of those storms, it doesn't scare me as much as fire. And knowing how fast they move, I would not be 45.
Well, that's what he did a great job
yards away
describing
from it.
That, how quickly it changed. I thought, that was part of
and being able to hear the wind in reality. The background really kind of shows how strong it is.
You guys can listen to my, if any of you follow me on Instagram, Jennifer Horn Radio. I posted just a video as I was leaving work yesterday of the wind. I mean, it was pretty insane. And we get these winds. It's not something new.
It happens every
year.
It goes on.
Think about the thing that I think maybe some people across the country don't know is that a lit ember can fly for over a mile when carried by the wind. So the reason that we have these aggressive evacuation zones in California is because they're worried that when the wind whips up, that it'll spread this fire so quickly. And it happened in Simi Valley yesterday. There were fires that popped up all around Simi Valley, the east part, the west part, all because the wind was whipping embers from the big fire and causing firefighters to have to leave that so that they had resources on the scene to fight these little ones before they became a problem.
All right, before you have to go, couple of quick things on who's testifying. Bolton has gotten the call. Alexander, is it Vindman? Lieutenant
Colonel.
Testified
this week. The big story today is that they're voting on impeachment publicly. They're going to do that. It'll kick off in a couple of hours. Democrats are going to hold a vote to kick off the public phase of the inquiry into impeachment. They have yet to put people on record. And they think most people are expecting this is going to... Why?
Why not put people on the record?
Because Nancy Pelosi did not want to put her members on the record as to whether or not they supported impeachment, number one. And when you start making things official, you start giving Republicans rights to fight back, meaning subpoena power. And you allow president's legal counsel to be in on these meetings, and Pelosi didn't want to do it. That's why Republicans were going nuts that she was doing this in the shadows. But those men and women from the Republican Party who stormed Adam Schiff's skiff last week they put pressure on Nancy Pelosi to take this public. However, they're still taking issue with her rules, because even though this is now going to be a public inquiry, Democrats have to approve any subpoena, any witness that Republicans want to call in defense. So there's still an argument about whether or not this is fair.
And the House approved a Turkey sanctions bill. This didn't seem to be what NATO wanted, or at least was NATO taking a position? Because Turkey is a member of NATO, and the United States of America is a member of NATO. So what happened? What kind of politics is involved in this sort of thing?
Well, it's going to prove to be more protective than anything else, because there is a ceasefire right now with the Kurds. As long as Turkey lives up to that, I think they avoid sanctions. If they continue with violence, however, the sanctions are assessed.
But why did the Armenian genocide that took place at the beginning of like 100 years ago, why did that play into this?
They took a vote to recognize it officially, finally, after decades of pressure. I don't know why the timing. It has nothing to do with that.
Nothing. The usual stuff.
It is an extra, twist of the knife to Turkey, because Turkey's been saying all along that it wasn't genocide. So
of course it was.
Right. Well, that's what they've been saying. So this is an extra twist of, and this is something Kim Kardashian's been fighting for a long time. So she's got the ear of the president. Who knows? Maybe that there was some influence there.
Yeah, well,
there were Republicans and Democrats like Ilhan Omar who just voted present. They wouldn't vote to recognize the Holocaust. So. Mm. Or not the Holocaust.
I was going to say, are we still
not the
voting
Holocaust,
to recognize the Holocaust?
But
I hope not.
Yeah.
But the genocide.
Yeah.
When the Ottoman Empire, the Turks and the Ottoman Empire, what they were doing to the Armenians was what they're doing now to the Kurds. They did the same thing. This is what started World... Basically, it was... They talk about embers and fires and stuff. What started World War One? People say it was the shooting of Archduke Ferdinand, but behind the scenes, it was this stuff that was going on. The Turks are a pretty bloodthirsty bunch, frankly, and they've shown that. They're... When they were involved, whatever they did in World War II, you didn't want to be on the opposite end of any tool of war if the Turks were around. They're pretty damn bloodthirsty, like the Japanese were. And not that the Germans weren't, but it was a different kind. It was different. It was scary. The Turks are scary when it comes to this kind of thing. So anyway, that's how that is shaking out. It's time for me to help you. If you have a blood sugar control issue or a problem, that is, if you have sugar cravings, if you are pre-diabetic, or perhaps you have type 2 diabetes, there's a breakthrough that you need to know about. It's wonderful, frankly. This gets after blood sugar compounds that really, the glucose level that some people have, whether they're even diabetic or not. Glucose stability is something that we all need, especially if you enjoy ice cream, cake, cookies, things that we all love to have. Who doesn't want to have a good chocolate chip cookie? Now, come on, ladies, right? We all have a great chocolate chip. There's nothing better than a yummy chocolate chip cookie. But if you have 2, 3, 4, 5 of them in one sitting, then that's going to affect your blood sugar levels, and that's where Curalin comes in, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net. Curalin doesn't only support blood sugar levels, keeps them where they need to be because of the 10 natural ingredients. It's all natural. That's why I love it, because it's been tested, all of them, for their glycemic response. So if you need support, no matter what level of sugar problem you have, please do yourself a favor. Go to Curalin.net, Curalin.net. Use the promo code DJV. Order a bottle and see how it works on your blood and on your system. And for a limited time, use the DJV code. You get $20 off your first bottle. So join the thousands of people that have found Curalin is the way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. That's Curalin.net. Make sure you enter the promo code DJV in order to take advantage of the product. Do we have time for a quickie here, Kara?
We do not, so you can keep talking for 30 seconds.
All right. Well, I think it's the trick-or-treat stuff. I mean, I'm thinking more of sugar and what's going on with trick-or-treating tonight, which we'll address lots of Halloween things in the next half hour here with the DJV program. 21 after the hour now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Than a lead singer back in the day. It's Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, really far in the back.
Sounds
like something my dad would say to me.
Really? It sounds like your father's chip off the old block, turning it around, reversing generations, if you will. So we have the top five songs from this week in 1962. Won't you come out? This party, that's Frankie Valli, lead singer for the Four Seasons in the Bowling Alley. Yeah, this is a first. Do you remind?
Oh my God! Headphones
off. Sherry was number five from the Four Seasons during this week in '62. Number four was the second big hit for Gene Pitney. Goosebumps listening to this. I was thinking about this song. My first real girlfriend loved this song. And her name was Jean. Interesting, huh? So how do you like that? G-E-A-N. So was I a sophomore in high school? Yeah, sophomore in high school. Only Love Can Break a Heart. Gene Pitney had a string of really big hits. The Force, all the people, well, these two anyway, and Crystals had big lists of hits. That's number four. Number three belonged to a studio group called The Contours. And the question was, now that I can dance.
Tara, remind me next time to listen to the songs that are on the list before I submit them.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm actually dancing to this song. I like this
song. It's a great song. Yeah, a lot of fun. Great, 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 great genius, if you will. Simple genius.
But I'll agree with you about the rest of them.
Excuse me. All right, here we go. The Crystals were known as the Blossoms, and then they became the Crystals. He'll never, ever be anyone. Number two. He's a rebel cause he never, ever does what he should. Just because he doesn't do what everybody else does. This song about James Dean.
That's no reason why.
Simple, it's straightforward stuff, doesn't he? Victoria?
Yep.
All right, we left a lot of time for the number one song from this week, Halloween, 1962, Bobby Pickett and the Crypt Kickers 5. Graveyard Smash. He did the mash. He did the monster. From my laboratory in the castle. To the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5. They played the Monster Mash. But I do get a kick out of it. And I know you, the listeners love it, even if the colleagues on the program don't like it. So there it is. Number one, a couple of weeks in a row, actually, the Monster Mash. This week in 1962 on the DJB program at 28 after the hour. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. One in three Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin. To help support healthy glucose levels, Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So, if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJB listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJB to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net, code DJB. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books!
The final call from Charlie Slows at WJFK, the Fan in D.C.
The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions!
The Nats winning their first World Series since moving to the district in 2005. They became the first team also to win four games on the road in a World Series. South Korean military officials say North Korea has fired at least two unidentified projectiles towards the Sea of Japan. Initial reports are they came down just outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. Federal Reserve policymakers will end a two-day meeting later today with an expected announcement of another interest rate reduction. This is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to. Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SNORE to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SNORE to 84888. That's keyword S-N-O-R-E to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yes. The song from the Eagles, Witchy Woman. They're a pretty good count. I'm looking at some of the Halloween songs. Have you ever heard Ghost Riders in the Sky? It's a great
from
sort
the
of
Doors?
Cowboy. No. This is an old version. It's called. It's by a group called the Outlaws, but it's originally done back in the early Western days. It's really quite a good song. Let's see. Who else? Did you ever hear this? You did what?
I was thinking of Riders on the Storm.
Yeah, so was I, actually, yeah.
Right. Yes, right, yeah, no. If you find that ghost file, you know, this hit. Yeah. Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Is this the, I'm trying to figure out if I got the original one, right? Yeah.
This is not the original one, no. Riders in. There are a lot of different versions of this, actually. The first one I think he did was the one by the Outlaws, but there's one that goes way back to the 30s, and I'm trying to remember who did it. I can't remember who did it.
Gene Autry apparently did a...
Gene Autry did a version of it, too. Yeah. Right. Yeah. From an old cowboy movie. All right. So, we have Halloween working for us, amongst other things. So, what are we doing for Halloween? Well, I think there are a number of things. I haven't asked you, either of you, Jennifer Horns Gonzo, to do her fire coverage. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen on the DJV program. And I think I sort of alluded to this earlier, your superstitions, but I didn't really get anything from either of you about your superstitions. Do you think they're silly, or people who are superstitious silly? It's serious business for some people, like being a trichodexophobic or something like that, all kinds of superstitions that really give people the itches. I know people who break out in hives when they see some of this stuff. Oh, yeah, right. All right, so...
I mean, my only superstitions would be, and I only know, I have some Russian Jewish friends who say that you can never greet anyone in the doorway. So you have to either be through the door into a dwelling or outside of it, but never in the doorway, that it's very bad luck and it brings on bad spirits if you greet someone in the doorway. So that's one thing I don't do anymore. Never toast with water. I know that one. And when you make a toast, always make sure you make eye contact or else it's essentially sending bad vibes out. And I never, I got this one from Lewis, which I don't know where it comes from, but he, the first time we were cooking together and I went to hand him a knife and he was like, no, you have to put it down on the counter first. You can't hand someone a knife. I don't know why, but so you have to put it on the counter and then the person picks it up.
Really? All right.
It's probably just better for safety reasons anyway.
Yeah. Costumes. What's the most popular costume? I know there are Trump masks all over the place that you can see, but there are other costumes. What's the most, did you look around to see in retail what was selling best or what were people making? A lot of times, I thought it was fun when my children were small. We used to make their costumes. They used to put a little tutu on Charlotte and take her out. It was pretty cute. Actually, there's some pictures around somewhere of that. So what do you think, do you know what the best...
I think from what I don't know what exactly the most popular is this year, but I've seen the list of a lot of it from TV shows. Stranger Things, the show from Netflix, a lot of group costumes, because there are four kids in that are the leads. So, and they all have very sort of distinct looks. The Queer Eye guys, apparently, are also inspiration for group costumes this year. A lot of the superhero stuff, because, you know, the Marvel Universe is so big, Avengers, things like that. The Joker is another big one this year, probably just because of the movie as well. And I think those are really the main ones. I don't know, Kara, if you've come across any others. Those are sort of the main ones that I've seen so far.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen those and then just the classics. Like, I feel like a witch is a pretty big one every year because it's super easy to do. Devils, and then, of course, the... nurses and other stupid ones that girls wear.
These costume shops, the Halloween stores that crop up in the malls, usually in late August or, you know, sometime before the fall begins, the kind of business they do. Last year, this was an $8 billion between costumes and candy. By the way, in Halloween candy alone, over $2 billion in candy.
Mm-hmm.
So $2 billion in candy.
And it would probably be even more if Halloween had been moved to Saturday. That's why all the candy companies were in favor of it.
Yeah, move it to Saturday. 67% of adults say they dress up in costumes at Halloween. Do you know, you have friends, either of you, that dress up for Halloween?
Oh, yeah, for parties and stuff, sure.
Yeah, really?
Well, Jennifer's dressing up today as a whistleblower for her show.
Good to see that. The first Halloween card was sent in the 1920s. That's become another big business. Cards in and of itself.
I think that's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Halloween card. I don't know. You send someone a happy Halloween card. That's just it. Just sits in a landfill. Sure. I don't know. I think that's stupid.
All right. So listen to this question. This is a food question. Do you know whether a pumpkin is a fruit, a nut, a vegetable, or what do you think a pumpkin is? What's a pumpkin?
Well, it's a squash. So squashes are vegetables, right?
Actually, pumpkins are considered, and things that grow like that on vines are considered fruit. I don't know why. Either or.
Yes, okay.
Make pies and things out of it. So, There's that. All right. So we have. I got two things
for Halloween.
Vampire stories. Yeah.
No vampire story. But a good sort of heads up for parents and grandparents who might be going out with kids tonight trick or treating. If you have a child with allergies, food allergies, Halloween can be really tough. And for kids who want to just go out and collect candy and things, if they've got peanut allergies, especially nut allergies, are really bad. And so you might start seeing, and this has been kind of building the last couple of years, if you see a teal painted pumpkin in front of a house, it actually is a good sign that they have non-food treats available for Halloween for kids with allergies. This is the Teal Pumpkin Project. It's an interactive map. You can actually go to foodallergy.org and type in your location, and it will tell you all of the houses that have registered as non-food allergy houses. And so with all the kids having just, I mean, kids are allergic to wheat and gluten, and some kids are allergic to dairy and eggs and all kinds of stuff. So these houses have non-food treats, toys, other things, games, things like that. So it's great if you have a kid or multiple kids in your household that want to go trick-or-treating and don't want to miss out on the fun, but, you know, they still want to come home with some goodies. So that's foodallergy.org, and that's the Teal Pumpkin Project. And so, again, if you're in your neighborhood and you're just walking around, you will see painted teal pumpkins in front of houses that are carrying the non-food treats. Mm-hmm. And then one other thing that's kind of interesting, dentists have weighed in on Halloween, and they have determined that there are some candies that are better than others when it comes to your dental health. Do you want to take a guess what they say is actually the best candy or best type of candy that you can eat?
Twizzlers.
I was going to say the opposite of that. What if you eat something super sticky and chewy, it might pull fillings out or something.
That is correct, Kara. The best thing that you can eat, they say, is chocolate. Because it washes off your teeth very easily. It also melts in your mouth. It has oils that actually decrease the activity of bacteria in your mouth that causes tooth decay. Darker sugar is better, obviously, because there's less sugar in it. But even milk chocolate, is better. But even milk chocolate is actually better for you than a lot of other options. Some of the stuff that dentists say that they will not give out at their house, hard candy. They say it's pure sugar, and it tends to stay in your mouth longer, which makes it even worse. You can also chip a tooth if you're trying to chew on it before it's dissolved. Any type of gummy candy, here goes the Twizzlers, any type of soft gel-like texture, it makes it fun to eat, but it sticks to your teeth for a really long time. And if kids are eating candy and then they don't brush their teeth before they go to bed, they've got gummy candy creating cavities all night long. All right. Caramel, same deal. Very sticky, very hard to remove. And then the other thing that's kind of surprising, dentists say sour candy is actually really bad for your teeth because it's very acidic. And that the more acidic things that you eat, it changes the pH of your mouth.
Yep.
And then it has then you have a higher risk of tooth decay. So stick with chocolate.
I don't think that'll be a problem. I've been eating lots of chocolate over the last few days.
Chocolate's good for you. Yeah. Chocolate is good for you. Yep. Are there any haunted houses in your neighborhood, either of you?
I don't know. I wish. I kind of wanted to do something haunted and pumpkin-y, but we didn't get a chance to. There really isn't anything around here.
Yeah. Anybody play, used to be in the old days, the Rocky Horror Picture Show would show up on theaters. I guess I'll ask that of Chucker because he just, you know.
Yeah, I did that occasionally in college.
I've never seen that.
I feel like I've seen it so many times that I have no desire to ever watch it again.
Though? I was wondering what there was about the cult of people loving that.
It's not that I even love it. It's just that it was on TV when I was a kid or a teenager, so I've seen it like once or twice then. And then in college, they had the big thing where, you know, you go to the theater and they show the movie and people act it out in front and they... I really didn't like that.
I'm not into, like, audience participation.
Neither,
I think that's probably why I didn't
Neither am
do
I.
It.
And yeah. People are so into it that basically when I went into college, when I showed up, they would have red lipstick. And they would ask you if you've seen it before. And if you hadn't seen it, they would draw a big red V on your forehead because you were a virgin for seeing Rocky Horror. And look, I'm not a fan of people drawing stuff and touching me when I don't give them permission to. So, I mean, I'd seen it before, so it wasn't a big deal. But, yeah, my friends were very turned off by that. So, I just watch normal, funny Halloween movies like Beetlejuice and Hocus Pocus and stuff like that.
Each year, as we talk about these things, kind of like at Christmas as well, I tried to to freshen it up and not always talk about the same things. I think this is the first year I can remember, and maybe by mentioning it, I guess I'm falling back a little bit, that I haven't asked for a cut from War of the Worlds, which aired on Halloween 1938. Mercury Theater and Orson Welles doing the best he could to scare the hell out of Americans. He did. People thought the Martians were actually landing in New Jersey.
New Jersey's where they... Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, yes, yeah. It took place in New Jersey. Yep. And it was on. It was broadcast on the air on WABC in New York, and that was the CBS station at the time. So it was on the network from 8 to 9 o'clock. And took place in Caldwell, New Jersey, at least according to to the story. But, so I said, this I usually freshen it up, but I did talk about that. All right, there's one bit of folklore that you all should hear. That is the way to get rid of things that are horrible in your body is to cook a spider rolled in butter and swallow it. That cures anything and everything. Or, if you want to cure a toothache, you spit into the mouth of a frog, and that is supposed to take...
I mean, if I can spit into the mouth of a frog, that's okay, but if a frog is going to spit into my mouth, that's not okay. If this is what cures problems, I think I'm just going to deal with my problems.
It probably cures problems because you throw up whatever is making you feel bad already. So I think that's the real cure.
Is that what it is? Oh, okay. All right. Look to the cats to fix a lot of those problems. All right, so here we are on the DJB program, wishing you all a good, happy, safe Halloween. Talking about our teeth, good entree into us talking about power swabs, Kara. Power swabs, the best way, the only natural way for you to get a bright white smile. If you had one when you were growing up and it became fouled by coffee or tea, or maybe you do eat too much candy, whatever, that red wine also will get at it. And let's get to the bottom line here, the tooth whitening products are all over the place. There are strips, there are trays, there are toothpaste. They're all awful. They'll work, but at what cost to your teeth themselves? That's when Kara just talked about how the stuff you leave in your mouth will start eating away at your teeth. It will. And when you take some of these things like the strips, they take the enamel right off your teeth, leaving you vulnerable and sensitive to tooth decay. Whiter teeth make you look younger, feel better. The stains are removed by power swabs. They aren't covered up. They're removed, extracted from the enamel, but the enamel stays. That's the great thing about power swabs. The enamel is not affected. You're able, with the tooth detergent that's natural and the whitening agent, to get the stains out of the enamel. Actually lifts them off. Power swabs. Remove those stains. Get your white smile back again. White teeth are very advantageous. 800-208-1797. Get you power swabs. Use the DJV code. Get them for half the retail price. Power swabs. White teeth. Beautiful smile. 800-208-1797.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Alright, this is a pretty familiar theme. Most people recognize it as from the movie The Exorcist, which is appropriate for any of our Halloween discussions, because it is Halloween. Chucker wants to talk about horror movies. What a surprise. Chuck Curry, our movie man. Alright, let's start with a Rocky Horror Picture Show. Is that really a horror? Well, the name, the title, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Would you say, how often, how much have you seen that movie? How many times have you seen Rocky Horror Picture
Show? I've seen it a few. We at the theater I'm involved in, we've booked it the last few Octobers, and there's a theater group that comes in and performs in front of the screen. It's pretty raunchy stuff, though. It's not for all tastes. I gotta tell you, we just did it a few weeks ago. There were people who walked. There's people who come in, pay to see it, and they walk out because they just. It's a little bit much for certain
it's
people.
It's crude. Yeah, crude.
But the film itself has the Time Warp is a great song. It has a few really good songs. Is it a great movie? I don't think it's a great movie. It just has an immense cult following. You can go to New York City on a Saturday night, and it's still played at midnight shows, and that's since 1978, I believe, which is pretty impressive stuff, actually. That has
a right,
following. It does have
Halloween. I got some.
Halloween, by the way.
Thank you very much. I have some questions about about movies, scary movies. The and the movie Christine, Stephen King's novel Christine. What was Christine?
A car.
A car. Very good. All right, that's question number one. Could you ladies have answered that? Okay, let's see.
I've never even heard of that, so okay.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the name of the online comic strip created by Tim Burton? You remember that?
That I don't know.
Stain Boy. All right, let's go back to movies. That's what you know best. In the movie The Faculty, what was the only thing that could kill the evil alien slugs?
You must have seen that movie.
I did see it. Josh Hartnett is in it. I don't remember. It's not.
Salt.
It's not really a well salt. Okay.
So
that's a real life thing, though. Salt kills slugs.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And they were, thank you.
Well, Chuck, you should have known that.
Come on,
I should have. I should have. But I got to tell you something.
Where would Chuck encounter slugs, though? Growing up in Brooklyn.
So,
water
Poconos,
pipes. All right. So you started.
But I got to tell you, I know you're not a big fan of horror, but the reality is horror might be the most successful in terms of profitability in the movie industry. And what's interesting about a lot of these horror films that people watch this time of year, most of them become franchise properties. I mean, the song, the Exorcist theme, which is interesting, was an album actually in the 1970s called Tubular Bells,
yes,
by an artist named Mike Oldfield. And they used that album as the theme music for The Exorcist. And I could argue The Exorcist, which is probably my all-time favorite horror film and also, I think, one of the best movies ever made, a significant historical impact when it was released in theaters back in 73. You can go on YouTube and watch some of the live video recordings of people going in and out of the theater watching The Exorcist back in 1973 and 74. And it's actually really interesting stuff how that movie got in people's head. Back in the 70s, believable it was and how it affected them on a psychological basis. Now we're really desensitized. We're desensitized to all this stuff now.
You can say that, though, Chucker, about War of the Worlds, the audio from Orson Welles back in the... Yeah, that's
right.
Same thing.
It would be hard to pull what happened there off in 2019, what was pulled off, you know, 40-plus decades ago. But in terms of horror franchises,
No, I wanted to know if you saw that Rachel Weisz is going to play Elizabeth Taylor in a new movie.
I did not. I think she'd be pretty good. She'd be pretty good casting. Good actress. Really good actress.
Yeah. But there's a lot of...
Married to Daniel Craig.
She's married. Yeah, right. And Daniel Craig is in a movie playing a weird part. I saw the trailer for it the other day at the movies. Did you see that? You know the movie I'm talking about?
I did. Jamie Lee Curtis is in the film.
Yes.
It has a he's part of a big ensemble in that movie. It comes out, I believe, it comes out in November, that film.
Yeah. It is very interesting. And he's played some interesting characters in some of the movies he's made of late. That guy in jail that he played, remember the jailbird a couple of years ago?
Yeah, that came out
last year?
I think last summer.
Right. All right, what else have you got?
Interesting actor. That's really all I have. I ask you, do you have a favorite character in a horror film?
No. I don't, you know.
I do. My favorite character in a horror film is easily, The Exorcist, is Jason Miller, who is Father Karras in The Exorcist, one of my all-time favorite characters. That guy was a fantastic actor. He was also in the movie Rudy. Good talent. He actually lived in Scranton, Pennsylvania for a very long time before he passed away. He ran a theater group.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.